ne crois pas même.
The acting chairperson, the procedure is that members will have to nominate a member who will be acting chairperson. If there's going to be one nomination, that person will be taken as an acting chairperson. If the nominations are is more than one, then we are going to vote by a show of hands. And then I will call for nominations. Honorable Fortman. Honorable Gum has been proposed to chair the meeting. Any seconder?
Unanimous.
Thank you very much, members, and morning to all of you. We have a bit of a problem with a quorum this morning. As you can see, all members are involved all over the place with all kinds of business. Fortunately, we could get the necessary assistance in that regard. So the chairperson, as indicated, she is apparently suffering from flu. She has asthma, so our thoughts and our prayers are also with her to get well soon. This morning we only have one item on our agenda, and let's see whether we can deal with that quite swiftly, because some of the members also don't have that much time to attend. Can I first of all just that item is the draft business plan that we need to approve. You would remember that we worked through it last time, and the idea was that members go back and study it further, and then come with propositions if there are any. From the administration side, or from is there any additional thing that you want to add, Adam?
Okay. From my and Eddie's side, from the first page of the draft, we got the indication from the Electoral Commission that they'll be amending their Electoral Act this year, so there might be some changes coming to the Electoral Act. So we put that in on the 10th page, basically the first part of our part of the strategic plan. So before we just had the draft immigration policy, now there's going to be the Electoral Act as well. And it's likely to be in the third quarter, so towards the end of the year, towards the end of the year, the calendar year. And then I checked up. Mr. McIntosh indicated that just put it this way. Okay. The National Draft Development Plan is actually still in the draft stage, but the President has encouraged all the committees and all the departments to engage with it and to enact on it. So I took what he recommended and put in that the Development Plan 2030 is in fact a draft, but it still needs to be engaged in. And also I stated the points from the development plan in a negative sense, and I've posed them now in a positive sense. Like instead of like there aren't enough jobs, I've stated the economy that will increase jobs. And instead of being there's bad quality healthcare, I'll say there's quality healthcare for all. So I've just indicated the points from the national plan that are the major points that the country as a whole is moving towards in the long term, that the President has asked all committees and aspects of government to engage in. So I can just quickly recap those, or I can just quickly go through those. There's an economy that will create great jobs, improving infrastructure, transition to a low-carbon economy, an inclusive and integrated rural economy, reversing the spatial effects of apartheid, improving the quality of education, training, and innovation, quality healthcare for all, social protection, building safer communities, reforming the public service, fighting corruption, and transforming society and uniting the country. So it's just general principles that should guide the work of committees and government departments. And then from my side, that's all. The only thing that left to be outstanding was we still had to indicate which of these countries that were on the electoral calendar we wish to include, or if we just wish to leave it like that, and to say that we may attend some of them. Yeah, so that's all from my side.
Yes, I think as far as that is concerned, we can leave it as that, but maybe there should just be a sentence that we include that says that, you know, these are the possibilities, and the committee will something to that effect. The committee will, you know, decide which ones to attend or to try and include. Then that is basically all from Adam's side. Any inputs from the members?
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't have the privilege of the new document. I'm still working on my original document, which was produced by the Secretariat. My question is that the issues that we raised around the maritime safety, are they now included? Okay, I think if that is fine then, and also the oversight to one of the border posts, which is all the issues that we raised last time. If they are part of the document,
yes,
then I'm comfortable.
You have indicated it here as part of the general thing that needs to be
not improving, improving. Okay, with that addition, are you happy?
Yes, sir.
So can I have a proposal for the adoption of the report, of the business plan?
Yeah, Chair, the other thing is that we, you know, I know we are doing oversight, but there's something that we normally ignore when you do such. To meet with ordinary workers. We normally meet with management and that's it. Mm-hmm. But we don't get the issues on the ground as to what is happening. So I was suggesting that as we do the oversight in terms of whatever visits we have to the provinces, at least late so that we don't interfere with the operations. We arrange to have a meeting with the ordinary staff members so that we just go and listen as to what are the issues on the ground and how do they see us improving as the department. That will also help to understand some issues that we may not pick up from the management side. So I think that's another thing that we need to look at. But the other thing that we need to also check is, I don't know the meeting. I know now we're talking policy kind of an approach. But the organogram of the department, we have last year said, as we do the amendment of the Act, would definitely the organogram is going to be affected. And we need to then check the readiness of the department in terms of implementing what is contained in the Act and the new issues that we've raised in terms of the information technology and so on and so forth. Because if the organogram is not rearranged, obviously we're going to have problems. We know, again, it's an administrative issue, but it is important that we are also updated in terms of that, so that we, if there's a political direction that we may give on that, we then are able to do that.
Ensuring that the organogram of the department corresponds with its functions or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Because having done the strat plan, the budget and all that, then you then check whether your organogram is going to be able to cover all those things, to be able to implement what is tabled before the officials. But we have two other important policy issues. I don't know whether it's us or maybe it's other departments, but the issue of the migration in terms of economical or whatever, the movements of people in and out of the country in terms of economical issues, those who are working and doing business and all that. I don't know what is the country's policy around that. But you would recall that in the olden days, there used to be a policy with the agreement, let me say, with the countries where these people come from, in terms of what happens to their income and what happens to what should remain in South Africa. And I think, I don't know whether we still have that in place, because it used to help a lot, both us and them. When you take mining, for instance, countries like Botswana, Lesotho, Swaziland, Mozambique, they would say 70% of their salary should go back home and the 30% would remain with them here in South Africa. That assisted to ensure that they, from time to time, go back home. Even when they get retrenched or whatever, their work is terminated here, they wouldn't get their money here. They would get it back at home. There was that agreement with the two countries. So they would be forced to go back home than to remain. The current situation is that people would stay here and say they are waiting for their monies to come out, their pension funds and provident funds. And ultimately they remain here and use it here and never go back home, and they remain our burden. So I think we need to also establish that. Maybe Adam should look into that, but that should also be an issue that we... I don't know whether it's us, as Huma says, would be doing that, or maybe the related direct ministries that are dealing with that. And the one on the citizenship, the dual citizenship, the other thing that I just wanted Adam to take is the issue. Remember, after the release of Nelson Mandela, he made a pronunciation that people who have been working in the mines must go apply for identities. So most of them did that, but they did not detach with their home countries. So it's another thing that we need to look at, to say, you can't say those people had fraudulently acquired IDs, but at the same time, they still see themselves as not citizens of South Africa, just having ID for convenience sake, but they still have their homes and everything in their country of origin. So that has to be looked at, so that when we pronounce on the issue of dual citizenship, then we have included and incorporated that particular thing, the approach within which we will deal with. Otherwise, we will meet with it along the way and it will be problematic for us. Thank you, Chair.
I think although the points that the Honourable Member has raised are relevant, and I think this is the debate, the kind of debates that can happen during the immigration policy, because immigration policy is what encapsulates everything that's got to do with migration in the country, but also in the region. So when those debates come, I think that this will fall under that debate. It's not something we can include specifically in the work of the committee because it's a very broad thing, and the business plan is quite specific. But it's the kind of thing that will come up in the immigration policy debate, and we'll take note of that. Okay. I see.
With those the amendment or two, and then also understanding the fact that this is part of the immigration debate, and that we will remind ourselves to look into it when it comes to that point. Can I have a proposal for adoption of the business plan?
No, it's not adoption,
Chair.
I needed clarity on the issue of meeting with the staff. I did not get that point right.
Oh, yes. What I've done over here is I've indicated...
sorry, I was doing it as she was saying it. In the second responsibility that Parliament has, or third responsibility, is facilitating public participation and involvement. And so what I've done there is I've included, because what I've already included is the members' constituency work. So they already engage with communities when they go in the communities. But I've said they engage with communities and departmental staff on oversight trips. So it's part of that thing of engaging with the public and increasing public participation, so that when we go on oversight trips, we engage with the staff, but and then I said also with the communities. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've indicated over here.
Everyone happy now? Honourable Marcelo?
Okay, I move that we adopt the report.
Thank you very much. Any seconder? Thank you very much, Honourable Khosi Bonwe. So, any other proposals? No? So then the report is then adopted. Well, not the report, the business plan. Is adopted. There is nothing else on the agenda. The report on the study to Russia has been circulated specifically to the members who were on the study tour, just to check on correctness and so on. Obviously, it will be circulated in the final analysis to all members because the whole committee has to adopt it. And I don't think there is anything else.
Other than that, any recommendations or additions to that report, if the members could send it to either me or Eddie,
yeah.
Electronically, preferably otherwise written.
Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.